Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I know it's the holidays. I really appreciate you guys coming on right now, but I just got some stuff that just can't wait. I mean, you know, so I know games going, maybe some games going on today. Shit, I watched a couple yesterday. But I was listening. I was gambling this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was listening to, I wasn't really listening, I was gambling. But this Christian program was on. I think his name was Joel Webstein or Epstein or something like that. But anyway, he was talking about some shit that really struck me, and I had to come write about it. And it's your personal greatness. We all have that. We all have a personal greatness. But what we do that's really fucked up is that, you know, we instead of us thinking if it's 100,000 people in the world, there's 100,000 ways to be great. We don't think that. We think if it's 100,000 people in the world, there's 10 ways to be great. And some people are going to be great this way. Some people are going to be great that way. But it's going to be, they're all going to try to fit into whatever box those 10 ways represent. And what this guy, I think it was Joel Osteen or Webstein or something, what he was talking about was the distractions that you get when you have your own personal goals. I mean, have you ever thought about how many people have something to say about what you want to do? And this person that have this advice for you hasn't done a thing for themselves. So I want to talk about that. When you're on a discovery mission concerning yourself, the most important thing to do is not listen to any other person's version of your discovery mission. You know, people always want to add their 2 cents when it's at your expense. You won't believe how many people told me when I was telling them about, I'm thinking about going on the internet and trying to make some money. You won't believe how many people told me the way I was going wouldn't work on the internet. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something that probably none of you know. But I've always known this. People wanted to say whatever about me and Tariq Nasheed. I never had nothing against him. You want to know why? Because as far as when we was in them elevators and he was, you know, bleeding me for fucking information, blah, blah, blah. What he did or what he was doing was preparing himself for what he knew the internet had to offer. Now, I'm pimping like a mad Russian. I don't know nothing about no motherfucking internet. Fuck, you know, everything, you know, this nigga talking about as far as that goes. You know, I'm just getting pimping. He had a mission as far as what he was going to do. Do I like it or not is not important. What's important is that I saw, you know, once he got the rolling, and once he got the using that shit he got from me, I saw the internet. And I start telling my partners, man, that motherfucker, you know, talking about Tariq, that nigga, you know, rolling, you know, getting money, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, that's the shit I'm going to do. Oh, no, nigga, you ain't no square like that. Nigga, you know, blah, 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 all this whole shit. But what I'm saying, oh, what I want to say is I wouldn't have fucking actually got involved with the internet if it wasn't for Tariq. He did not encourage me to get involved with the internet. But since I had firsthand knowledge of where he came from in that goddamn elevator and to where he was as far as his little books and shit, people was hating on me, telling me, he should have helped you, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I could have used some help, but I did not hate that nigga because he didn't help. Because he showed me something. And if I was too blind to see it, it was on me. It wasn't on him. So, yeah, I entertained that shit. That nigga wasn't shit, man. He should have helped me, blah, blah, blah. I never really, really said those words. But when whatever they was talking about, when they would say that shit, I would agree. Because the nigga didn't reach out to me. But that wasn't his responsibility. If it was about responsibility, he did what he was supposed to do, live up to what he was talking about. The responsibility was on me to be able to see what the fuck he was doing and translate it into something that I could do. Which is what I did, because I did not believe in the internet as far as making money until I seen Tariq make a gang of money. So what I'm trying to get y'all to see or understand is this is life, this is game. And what I'm saying is the nigga is Tariq is not an enemy of mine. I hope he's not. I'm not an enemy of his, but what I'm saying, I hope he's not. And I hope, I mean, you know, I know he heard a lot of shit. And he didn't talk to me a few times during this shit. And we cool as far as I know. But as far as what y'all think, I want you to know, it's because of that nigga I'm on the internet. Now, did he do what Steve the Dean did? As far as once I'm on the internet, try to show me how to navigate. No, he didn't do none of that. But that's because he did what he was supposed to do. Hit me to it. But the rest is on me. I have to discover my personal greatness. Just like you got to discover yours. And when you own a discovery mission concerning yourself, it's not, well, one of the things you got to do is you just can't listen to nobody else. I don't think I could stand a better year. I just can't. I mean, I guess I can. But, I mean, I had a great year this past year. But, you know, I'm down for a better year. I'm going to do what I can to have a better year. It's all about straight ahead to the top with me. Now, on a sadder note, this is the time of year that I really miss my parents. I miss my brothers, Clint Jr., Richard, and my sister Evelyn. May they all rest in peace. Men like me are not afraid to change their lives. I'm honored to know and associate myself with the caliber of motherfuckers that I associate myself with. My Ace Boon Coon, my partner Tay, who pimped all his life. That nigga went and got a job about 10 years ago. And he like, I think, 72. So that was, he got his first job when he was 62. Yeah. That motherfucker got that job when he wanted to and decided to handle his life with it. And he did it like a pro. This motherfucker never worked a day in his life. Now, Tay, as wild of a man as I know he is, has never shirked his duty to his children. Now, I can't speak for the earlier ones, because that nigga got kids that's like 50. I can't speak to them because I wasn't around, but the motherfuckers that I was around with, that nigga never shirked his duties. I mean, the game in him wouldn't let him be a deadbeat, be dad. Now, if left up to the motherfucking state, he certainly would have been defined as a deadbeat dad, because that nigga didn't pay no child support. But as far as the mother of the kids, no, or both, he took care of his kids. And I bear witness to this shit in the later stage. He had kids in his teens, then years went by, and then he had another set of kids. I bear witness to the second set. I watched that motherfucker sit with me in the after hours, spending hundreds of dollars on cocaine, drinking alcohol. And I'm saying, we'd be doing this for hours at a time. Because in the after hours, we used to go there after 2 o'clock in the morning. But we'd stay there to 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning. And it was like a club in there. You didn't really know what time it was because it's always the same atmosphere in the club, day or night. So we'd be in there, and you know, the time would go by. And many a night, we let 7 o'clock in the morning slip up on us. And that nigga would get up and leave. And I asked that nigga, where you going? Nigga, I gotta go get my boy to school. That's what my nigga would say. Even if it was like during the day and we was at some bitches on Sunset and 3 o'clock came or was near, that nigga would sock whatever we was doing and he would go get his boy from school. Now, he would take and pick that nigga, his boy, up to every single football game, baseball practice, any party his son wanted to go to, Tay took him and his friends. And he picked them up. Now, I'm not, you know, saying this shit because I'm jocking Tay. And I'm not ashamed to admit this. I learned hella shit about being a real pimp and a dad from Tay. He showed me as much about being a pimp as he did about being a father. And I used to talk about him, you know, for making his son a punk. Nigga, how come you ain't letting that nigga find his own motherfucking way, man? But I grew up in the Bay Area. It was raw, but not as raw as what Tay had been fucking with. Because he told me, man, nah, bud. Too much shit happened at the bus stop. Now, I'm talking about, I know shit happened in the city, you know, around your town and your hood. But I never narrowed it down to the bus stop because that's where shit begins when you're a young nigga. And when I got my daughter at 6 months, almost immediately my first thoughts was to be the same damn way. And my fucking girl will tell you, I made sure she was on time. And I took and picked her up to wherever the fuck she was and her girlfriends was going. Her girlfriends, I'd go personally, me would go meet their parents and let them, I would tell them, look, I know your daughter's precious, but you don't have to worry because I'm picking my daughter up. And if your daughter was my daughter, I'm picking your daughter up. I'm their designated driver. And I'm telling you, I got that mentality from my pimp friend, Tay. No matter what you do in life, it's all about your priorities. If your priorities are right, your life will follow suit. Just because we some pimp-ass motherfuckers don't mean we can't be real dads. You don't need to be rich to care about other motherfuckers. And no matter what, rich motherfuckers don't have their Christmas and every other holiday. None of them, and some of you, don't give a fuck that most people gotta beg during these seasons. I mean, they're not on the corner begging, but I imagine that's how they feel. Motherfuckers that worked all their life gotta stand in line for a goddamn box of food that they gonna use in 1 day or 2 days, meaning they gotta come back. And the line ain't there because the fucking food giveaway ain't there. What? 1 day again the way food's supposed to last? I ain't mad that they getting in the way. I'm just saying motherfuckers are waiting in line for a box of food, and these politician motherfuckers act as if these motherfuckers ain't gonna need some food tomorrow. I'm telling you, I'm praying for all of us that's in need. I am. I'm blessed, and I believe I will survive this fucking chaos. But I say all of us, because I'm part of you, whether you want to accept it or not. And I identify with you. I do not identify with elite, rich, whoever. I'm going to survive this goddamn chaos. Hopefully unscathed. This is not a boast. I am truly blessed. I don't need to stand or wait in line for a meal. I used to say that as a boast of me, you know, never thinking I'd see a day people like me doing just that, standing in line. All of us, we allow it to get like this. I mean, by not voting, by not going or not taking this shit serious. If we would have been voting like we did when Obama is re-election, and especially when this Biden won, see, if we'd have been voting like that, we wouldn't be in this position. So the only thing we could say is, let's not do this shit again. Each election, every fucking election from here on is seriously important, because you see these fucking peckerwoods. The Republicans have taken the stance that people of color and that kind of shit ain't shit. The stance that they had when they was bringing slaves from Africa, looking from Japan, from wherever in Japan, the motherfuckers in the United States took every way. Chinese, Italians, motherfucking Japanese niggas, I mean, they took every race and exploited them. And that's because when we came here, we weren't shit, so we couldn't vote. But we can vote now, or supposedly we can. But you motherfuckers sit at home, don't do no voting, and you gonna let them motherfuckers look it up to where our votes don't count. Man, if you want to do that, fine. Do it, because I'm getting enough money to be one of the people they think is on their team. So I'm going to be cool. But this ain't about me. This is about me letting you know what the fuck is up. Your vote counts. And I'm telling you, if we use it correctly, we'll never experience this bullshit we experienced. 917, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How about you, brother? Come on.
All right, I got a question for you. When you made a statement, I'm not talking about today, but in previous things, you made a statement about you should want the woman that wants you. But
yes.
Also, in that terminology, when you said it, but you might not be physically attracted to her.
Yes.
I want you, can you speak on why you should want the woman that wants you, even though she might have other attributes, but
let me ask
might,
you something.
She might
stop.
Not.
Stop. Let me ask you something. And I want you to be honest.
Uh-huh.
You know that scale about 1 to 10. Which woman do you want? I'm talking about if you had your preference.
On the scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
10.
Why?
10.
Why?
Because I want... Why? Because I the more beauty I get, the more I feel I would be pleased with.
Let me ask you this, brother. Listen to me. You haven't had very many women, right? No, you haven't. You haven't, because you wouldn't be saying that if you had. Because the nigga that had women know that a 10 bitch not only is the worst fuck you can have, that bitch is so into herself, the mirror is her man. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that that's what they think.
Listen to me, brother. Listen. The bitch that's a 2, 9 out of 10 times, that bitch can be much finer than she is. She just don't really care about that shit. So once she starts fucking with you, 2 weeks, that bitch is going to be like a 5. A month, that bitch is going to be like a 7. And maybe a little bit after a month and a half, 2 months, she going to be as close to the 10 as you wish you had. But she ain't going to be a 10. She going to be like an 8. And as once you realize what I just said and you see her as an 8, treating her the way you treat an 8 would make her, as a motherfucker that want to be the shit, get to a 10, man. Because 10 is not about how fine the bitch is. 10 is about how much this bitch adjusts and do what the fuck you want so that you don't have to be tripping. Did you know
okay,
that, bro?
But I hear what you're saying, but the thing that got me stuck is, of course, you know, we see things physically. How do we make that adjustment to look past that?
See, this is where I like want to cut off. Because the way you make the adjustment is this. Let me be very frank and you be honest. You had to learn to drive, didn't you?
Yeah.
So when you thought you could drive, before you ever got in the car, didn't you do the same shit you did when you got in the car?
Didn't I do the same thing when
I got in
the car?
Listen. When you didn't know how to drive, but you were imagining how to drive, you would imagine sitting in the car, you would imagine starting it, you would imagine putting it in gear, and you would imagine driving it. Right?
Right. Right.
Ain't that what you did when you learned to drive?
Yes.
So what I'm saying, man, that shit you talking is keeping you from realizing, who gives a fuck about what this bitch look like? Because what's going to really determine what's going on is how she looks after you handle it.
Really?
That's what makes you do it.
Oh, man.
Do that make sense?
I hear what you're saying. It's
no,
just hard
I didn't
to,
ask you that.
Hard.
I did not ask you that, bro. Won't you be a man and answer the question? That didn't make
sense. I answered the question.
No, man. The question is that didn't make sense to you, did it? And that's a yes or
no.
No, answer.
It didn't. No, I didn't. I don't make the connection. I understand what you're saying, but I don't make the connection. No.
See, the connection
I can't
is this,
see it.
Bro.
I don't know how to accept it.
The connection is you stuck in what you think, and you're not open to what time it is. What I'm saying is you can think whatever you want to think, and thinking whatever that is gets you to wherever it's got you, and then something come up, and you stuck on what you think. You ain't going to try to see what the fuck is coming up. You're going to try to make what's coming up match what you already think, and that's where you fuck. Because what you think ain't shit, just like what I think ain't shit. The only time it is when it is. It's not like that all the time. You got to adjust. You gotta be able to roll with the punches. You got to be a boxer, a football player. You got to be any athlete knowing how to do what they do. And you got to be doing what all them motherfuckers do all the time. Because you in the real game. What, man?
Well,
what?
Can I say something to you?
What?
I done had dozens of women that I wasn't attracted to, and I found myself, as I dealt with them, I still didn't find myself attracted to them.
Bro, let me ask you this. Why do you think you didn't call a bunch of bitches you wasn't attracted to?
Why do I think I called them?
Yeah.
Most of the time, they wanted me.
Why do you keep talking about bitches, man? I'm talking about you.
Okay.
Why the fuck do you think you caught the bitches you wasn't interested in?
How come I think I caught them?
No, man, I'm just saying, how come you think you caught them? Why did you get the action? It could be, why do I think I caught them? But no, motherfucker, you be running, and you be trying to make the shit easy to answer. I ask questions specifically for a reason. I don't want to break it down so you can sneak them fucking answer in. Why do you think the bitches you wasn't interested in, you got big action at and damn near caught, if that's the case?
Because they was physically attracted to me.
No. That's absolutely wrong. Because you still talking about them bitches. Why they was attracted to you is because you didn't give a fuck about them. You wasn't trying to kiss their fucking ass. You was being real. You was saying whatever you think, when you think it, how you think it, and them bitches liked it. And your motherfucking ass.
Physical attraction
what?
Don't matter? You saying physical attraction
don't
matter?
Motherfucking right, physical attraction don't matter, bro. What's wrong with you, man? Hey, listen, bro, what's real? Think about this. Have you ever been out with a bro that say, you know, I don't fuck with dudes too much because, you know, I want a real man. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, yep.
And they say most dudes ain't real. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Can you mention a woman you know that is real?
Can I mention a woman that I know that is real? When you say a woman.
Listen. The reason you can't is when you wake up, you wash your face, brush your teeth, you know, shit, shave, and shower. And you gone. Mm-hmm. You out facing the day. Women wake up, shit, shave, and shower. Then they got to get in the mirror, draw some eyebrows. Then they got to get in the mirror, look at their eyes, change their eye color. Then they got to put some rouge on their cheeks to make their cheeks higher. Then they got to put on some shit to make their titties better, make their hips better. Then they got to put on some heels to make them taller. What woman you know is real? None.
None.
You motherfucking right. So how you going to listen to a bitch tell you she want a real man? A real man got to have a real bitch. If a motherfucker ain't got no real bitch to fuck with, how is he going to see what real is? You run that shit by a bitch, you confuse the shit out of her because she don't think about reality. She think about peripheral shit. I want a good man. I want a real man. And this bitch is a total fraud. You pick her up tonight and wake up in the morning, she a totally different looking bitch. Why? She done took the girdle off. She done took all this other shit off. She ain't got the heels on. Her eyes ain't blue. Her eyebrows don't look. All the shit you liked was fake.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You motherfuckers don't think about that shit. But that's the reality of life. That's why you can't let women tell you some shit like that. I want me a real man, little baby. Let's say you ask me, what woman do you know, Rosebud, that's real? man, I grew up under the auspices of my mama. She didn't put no makeup on. She didn't put no fucking tight clothes on. She didn't do shit. If Pops didn't like her for her, then fuck Pops. But what I'm saying, not only did Pops like her for her, they was together from when they got together till both of them died. Why? Because them motherfuckers was real. They wasn't fakes. They didn't need no prenup. They don't need all this stuff that what if, like all the motherfuckers today, they didn't see how much shit been going on in marriages for the last 200 years. So they ain't scared of it. Well,
so can I ask you a question?
When my mom and them got married, it might have been only 130 years, but they weren't scared of it. And neither should we. That's why the motherfucking bitch today, her name is, last name is Jones and yours is Robinson. She ain't no Jones Robinson like these bitches today.
Okay, so can I ask you a question?
What's that?
If you was headed out, whether it be anywhere, a nightclub or a bar, what kind of woman would you be looking for?
I don't look for women, bro. I let them find me. The bitch that come fucking with me any kind of way, come close to me, walk past me twice, any type of shit like that is the bitch I'm fucking with. But just because she a pretty bitch and she passed me, bitch, fuck you. There's 300 pretty bitches in here. I ain't getting a fuck. I'm getting a fuck about the motherfucker give me some action. And that's because I know me. And I know what action is to me. You motherfuckers don't know yourselves, so you just completely guessing. Which is cool with me, because that, you know, you the motherfuckers that's going to come to my class. You're going to come to my, you might not come today, but you coming, because you know, keep hearing, niggas learning what I'm talking about. I'm not one of them.
I'm waiting on the April semester. I got to call you back in March.
You waiting on what?
I'm waiting on the April semester. I got to call you at the end of March.
Well, if you call me at the end of March, you're going to be waiting on the July semester.
I'm just following up the instructions. So within the July
you better
semester.
Get, if you want the April semester, you better get in with that as soon as you can, way before March. Because by March, you're going to be waiting for the July semester.
Okay, so listen
saying.
To me. Listen to me. I sent what I needed to send in as far as payment-wise, but the directions they call at the end of March.
Well, say that, bro.
I said
that's a whole other thing. If you already paid for April, then you should say that so I can give you that information. All you got to do is call in March 30th or whatever. And tell me you blah, blah, blah. I'm going to look you up, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to send you the link, blah, blah, blah. And you in. But I don't want to send the shit to you now because you motherfuckers, you don't pay attention to instructions. And all of you would be interrupting what I'm doing now, finishing off my this past semester. So I got to wait till everything is done. Then I allow you motherfuckers to come in. Then I can take all the new shit that's been happening. If you understand that, do you?
Yeah, I understand that. I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, that's what's up then, bro.
All right.
We good?
Yeah, we good.
All right, brother. Hey, I love that shit you was talking, brother. You know, you can't listen to how I sound to think about really where I'm coming from. You got to really take the conversation in. Fuck my delivery and fuck your delivery as far as I'm concerned. We good, though, bro. See, what you guys don't understand is your vote counts. And if we fucking use the vote correctly, we won't have to experience none of this fucking shit by these inexperienced and inept administrative motherfuckers that was Trump. I mean, to me, this is a horrible holiday season. I've never experienced a time at Christmas where I couldn't be around my motherfucking family. Well, yes, I did last year. But I do remember a couple of Christmas days I missed because of different shit. But never one where I couldn't see any of my family. I'm just saying, come on, man. Nigga can't see any, none of his family. I'm talking about during Christmas. Oh, man. I fucking live with 30 Christmases without my dad and 10 Christmases without my mother. My mother and one of my brothers, because they died like 30 days apart. And then I've been 8 Christmases without Evelyn. See, this is the first Christmas without my oldest brother. And of course, all those Christmas days don't mean shit to me. This one is the worst. Because the way I was raised, you know, the oldest always is the shit. And once moms and pops gone, the oldest in the family is moms and pops again. Not really moms and pops, but they the monarchs. But what I'm saying is, you know, my oldest sister and brother are in their 80s. And I'm in my 50s. I mean, excuse me, 60s. So they wait, not wait, but they're older than me. And once my parents passed, it was like they was my fucking second set of parents. You know, and shit. My older brother passed from this COVID shit. My older sister gonna be 84. Matter of fact, this month, December 29th, 84. But I'm just saying, man, you know, this is the first Christmas without my brother, oldest brother. And what I'm saying is I'm riding around tripping, and I see this line of cars. This line of cars is wrapped around the block, It's just a big fucking line of cars. And then I said to myself when I'm driving, man, what is this? So I turned around and I drove back around to see how long the fucking line of cars. It took me 2 minutes to drive to the front to see what it was. And it was people in line for food. I'm talking about these were Americans sitting in their cars waiting for their turn to get a box of food for the holidays. How fucked up do you think they feel? I mean, you don't think about this shit because you don't give a fuck. I don't really give a fuck. But I do think about that shit. How many of them motherfuckers have one less plate to fix this season? I'm talking about because of the police. I'm talking about it's horrible, and I'm like pretty sad about it. And ain't just the police, about the mass killers. Fucking, whatever you call them motherfuckers, terrorists. I'll say it, but I can't truly mean it. Happy fucking holidays. To all of you motherfuckers, have a safe holiday, which means don't go anywhere to some club or whatever, because some motherfucker might come in there. I had a young listener tell me, he told me, because I'm telling you, motherfuckers are so surface, you got a price stamp on your fucking head. He said he ain't got no price stamp on his forehead. And I'm sure you don't even know the hell this motherfucker talking about. But I do. Because he and I speak the same language. And that's the language of alpha motherfuckers talking about the hunt. Now, I'm not going to divulge what he said or translate it for you. You know, you motherfuckers don't want to seek self-help. But you just continue to sit and wonder what it is or what is going on. Hey, 347, what's up, brother?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so Rose, I really look up to like the way that you are and the way that you're able to like speak to people. And I feel like I want to get to that level, but I've been trying, but I don't know like, what I'm missing. I feel like I'm missing something on the way to that path.
Hey, listen to me. And listen, I'm just going to judge you. I never spoke to you before, have I?
No.
I think you're very insecure. Your voice has 100%. No authority. Listen and be quiet, please. Your voice has no authority in it. So I believe you're the kind of go-for-anything type dude. Otherwise, you can say what you think. But especially if it's a broad and she say what the fuck she think and it's opposite of what you think. Rather than you try to explain to you, to her, what you think, you're going to try to make yourself see what she think. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
So what am I telling you?
Basically, I'm worried too much about what other people think, and I'm not worried about like what I'm, like what's going on in my head instead.
That is a secondary type thing, but in reality, is you full of shit, man. You want what a man want, but you don't do what a man do to get what he want. Motherfuckers that go along ain't getting shit, but scraps. And when some broad decides she want to let you kiss her or whatever, you get to kiss. But you don't get to kiss a bitch because you made her see you as kissable. That's what's missing, bro. And you know that. And that's why it's like it is for you. Do that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. So, like, I've been, like, trying to, like, go out and, like, approach girls, but I feel like no matter what I do or, like, what I say, like, I'm not, like, gaining anything from the experience of, like, talking to them. I'll go to talk to one bitch. I'll say the same thing. I'll go to talk to the next bitch.
Check
I didn't really, like, gain anything from that conversation.
Do you know why that is? Do you know why that is?
No, I don't. No.
It's because you ain't came to Sidewalk University and learned what the fuck you doing. You're just guessing. Even when it's right, you don't get shit from it because it's a guess. You need, there are specific things that you're supposed to do. There are specific ways that you're supposed to be. And there's a specific understanding that you gotta have to get what you're looking for. Or else it's just all luck. Or by chance. Think of this, man. Pimp was like you. Do you think he would eat?
Absolutely not.
So what's the major difference between you and the pimp, you think? What is the major difference?
I'd probably think a pimp would actually feel good about himself.
No, man. You see how soft you're talking now? What the fuck are you saying? What is the major difference? So you don't know, so you don't look stupid. So what I'm saying is the major difference. That motherfucker ain't scared of bitches. That motherfucker is not scared to be told no. And he never feels rejected. That's the big difference, bro. Do that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why? Because all three of those things you're guilty of.
Exactly.
So you need to want to not be guilty of the shit. See, the value I have is that I was a pimp. And I know what catches bitches. And I know how to talk to them. And I know fear is what keeps you motherfuckers locked into where you at. But I also know bitches ain't shit. So this is not about bitches. But the reason I focus on bitches is because bitches for dudes is the most problematic thing they can face. So you get a motherfucker over talking to bitches, and he's going to be a monster in his life. Any job application, any interview, any motherfucking situation where he got to be it for a job, you know, he ain't going to be tripping because not only is he used to the shit that I done taught him, he motherfuckers used to thinking about what's going on with him. It's a big transition that you have to go through fucking with me. But the shit you talking about, all you gonna do is tell, yeah, man, I understand what you're saying, and you're gonna hang up and do the same shit tomorrow. And what do you think that is? Be honest, man. The person that do the same thing over and over and over and expect shit to change is what?
Retarded.
No, he's a damn fool. So what did you say, retarded? Yeah, he retarded too. You can't keep doing the same shit and expect something different to happen, bro. Tell me you ain't been doing the same shit.
Yeah, bro, I feel like I'm swimming in the dark and I'm not, like, hearing anything.
You know why I don't like talking to you? Because when you start being honest, you get so low, you don't nobody hear what the fuck you saying. Why you do that? Bro, I'm talking to you, man.
Know.
Why you do that?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
You do know. Because you got hella punk in you, and it need to come out. You got hella punk in you, and you be trying to hide it. That's why you take so long to talk. Because you know if you say what the fuck you're thinking, motherfucker gonna check you. But that's where you wrong. If you say the first thing come to your mind, you're probably going to sound like a real motherfucker. But you scared of what comes to your mind because you scared of you. I teach motherfuckers, unless you think you're going to think to kill a cop or rob a bank or jump off the bridge or stand in the middle of the freeway and think you ain't going to get hit, now, unless you think some shit like that, then if that's the case, fuck no, don't do the first thing you think. But the average motherfucker, the real motherfuckers, ain't thinking nothing like that. They ain't gonna ever think some shit like that. So why the fuck couldn't that motherfucker do the first thing to come to his mind? Which is you. You ever been to the penitentiary?
No, never.
You ever been locked up for a ticket?
No.
I'm saying, why you think I asked you that? Because you ain't experienced shit to make you, you know, decide something. You just go with the flow, bro. Sidewalk University waiting on you. It's up to you to fuck with it. All right, thank you. Hey, check this out, man. I ain't gonna divulge what, you know, motherfuckers said. Because most of you motherfuckers don't want to seek self-help. You just continue to sit and wonder what's going on in the world as the world passes your motherfucking ass by. And to you, stay down and soon, very soon, if you fuck with SWU, you're going to see that you can be wearing that crown you're looking for. You motherfuckers want to be the king of nothing. Each one of you can be that. You got to display this confidence. You don't supposed to explain any of it to your undeserving motherfucking friends. And those who are willing are the ones who are deserving. Today is a great day to start out on a new direction for your motherfucking life. Life does not end with pussy, but it sure begins with pussy. If your fucking daddy didn't know how to go about getting at that motherfucking woman that he fucked, your mama, your ass wouldn't be here. You know, so for me to sit here and try to, you know, make you think pussy ain't important, that would be a lie. But more important than getting pussy is being qualified to have it. There's a qualification process you gotta go through if you ever expect to be a genuine hunter instead of the prey. See, the women you meet most of them are qualified to charge your motherfucking ass if you show the slightest weakness to them. It is almost impossible for you not to show how afraid of rejection you are. You know, I'm kicking this shit loose. I'm going to kick a little more, but I'm not going to really keep you long because it's the holiday, and I just had this epiphany. See, the ABPs of dating will prevent you from allowing yourself to become susceptible to the feminine games, bitches play. And she played because she see your weakness. So today, the day after Christmas 2021, start realizing if you want to catch a motherfucking woman, you have to do what I did. Or a similar version of what I did. I learned how to make my expressions work with my conversation. Otherwise, my eyebrows and my all that shit work with what I'm saying. I learned that an animated hunter is an added element to his catch hand. You know, and his catch hand is that conversation. Looking serious ain't gonna, you know, relax some motherfucking woman and allow her to get into what you're saying. Or in your case, it's trying to say. If your expressions don't reflect the precise thing that you want from her, she's not gonna volunteer it to your begging ass. So you gotta take it from me. Or better yet, get my motherfucking course enrolled in Sidewalk University so you can learn what to do to prepare yourself to become a fucking woman magnet. Become a man who attracts women who wants to give you whatever you have the nerve to ask for. If this sound easy, it's because it is easy. I practice the steps to succeed with women with everything I did. Going to the store, the fucking mall, the post office, anywhere I was, I practiced my ABP. And I learned from each session, even pumping gas, I was on my ABP, just as you should be. After reading about the ABP principle, you need to get my courses. So that you can see on my site, go there, download the free ABP principle, and just hopefully it can help you get on your way to becoming, you know, more confident than ever. Especially when it comes to approaching and speaking, you know, with men, having the right things to say. So listen, I'm going to let you go. This wasn't no long one, but it was important. And I feel that we did some big shit. You know what that was? We kicked the reel. Day after Christmas. Leading into this. I'm giving you a hint, bro. Ain't no fucking plan. I'm gone.